It is April 5th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Brandon Johnson has won the Chicago mayoral runoff election over Paul Vallis. I had an inkling it was going to go this way. As Paul Vallis said several years back, he is really more of a Republican, and Republicans just don't get elected in the city of Chicago. William Hale Thompson, who served as mayor of Chicago from 1915 to 1923, and again from 1927 to 1931, was the last Republican to serve as mayor. Thompson was known as Big Bill and for his alliance with Al Capone. Some things take a long time to wear off. One of the key takeaways from the election is that young people in Chicago did not come out and vote in large numbers, the Chicago Sun-Times reported. A key election in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court saw Democrat Janet Protasiewicz win, which could have a profound effect on gerrymandering and abortion decisions in the state, the Wall Street Journal reports. It also is a key state in presidential elections. A new Forbes billionaire list is out, and Ken Griffin is no longer the richest person in Illinois, because he moved to Florida, where he is now that state's richest person. If you want to make a lot of money as the CEO of a listed company, you want to be in the U.S. and not the U.K., according to a story in the Wall Street Journal. U.S. listed company CEOs make three times as much as U.K. listed company CEOs, the story says. The FIA has started to roll out the longer interviews they did with Hall of Fame members, and today's is Gary DeWall. These videos were edited by John Lothian Productions and Patrick Lothian. You can watch the full-length Gary DeWall video with a link in today's newsletter. The NFA posted to LinkedIn, "This April marks a 10-year anniversary for NFA, the registration of NFA's first swap dealer members." Yesterday, Chris Concannon took over as CEO at Market Access, and to mark the occasion, he joined Bob Pisani and CNBC's ETF Edge to discuss the rise of electronic bond trading in the global fixed income market. Did you ever use talc powder from Johnson & Johnson on your baby in their diaper? I did. Well, J&J has agreed to settle an $8.9 billion lawsuit related to talc cancer, Bloomberg reports. The number of non-active young people globally is an issue. There is even a cute name for them, NEET, which stands for Not in Employment, Education, or Training, according to the Financial Times. Globally, 32% of young women are NEETs, compared with roughly 15% of young men. Yesterday, we wrote that Aventis has appointed Jonathan Dixon as Director of Regulatory Affairs, EMEA and MENA. I've been updated by Aventis that Jonathan's title is Director of Regulatory Affairs for EMEA. We just had the championship game for the men's NCAA basketball on Monday, and already the first poll for next season is out. The reigning champion UConn is ranked number one after returning five players, CBS reports. Ranked number two in the poll is none other than Purdue. The pollsters must believe that junior Zach Edey is going to return. Wow! ESPN has Purdue ranked number 15, but that assumes Edey does not return. Today is the last day to register for the Women in Listed Derivatives, or WILD, 2023 WILD Kickoff, the Power of Allyship. Join WILD for cocktails and nibbles at the CME Group Auditorium, 20 South Wacker Drive, Chicago, on Wednesday, April 12th, 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central. You can go and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Luke Fortin talks MS international volume growth with JLN at FIA Boca. Montreal Exchange President and CEO Luke Fortin, who is also head of trading at TMX Group, spoke to JLN at the FIA International Futures Industry Conference for the JLN Industry Leaders video series. You can watch this video at johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the New York Times. Bing Newcomb, whose E-Trade transformed stock trading, dies at 79. Growing up in a working-class family in small-town Oregon, Bing Newcomb would have probably been destined for work in the region's sawmills or lumberyards after high school, except for one thing. He was legally blind. So instead, he went to college, becoming the first in his family to graduate. My comment: some people overcome all kinds of obstacles to do amazing things. Bing Newcomb was one of them. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: FTX erased from Miami Arena with $117 million replacement found. Miami's waterfront basketball arena, where the Miami Heat play, is getting a new name after becoming a symbol of the spectacular collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Miami-Dade County and software company Kaseya Limited has reached a $117 million contract that will rename the arena Kaseya Center for the next 17 years. My comment: FTX can't be erased fast enough for some people. Here's another story. This is also from Bloomberg. The headline: a two-century-old grain trader focuses on making better cookies. Bunge is working to help food companies adapt recipes as Russia's war in Ukraine restricts supplies of key ingredients. When agricultural exports through the Black Sea plummeted following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, big food companies suddenly found themselves scrambling to find alternative sources of grains and oilseeds. But processed foods these days are complex melanges of stabilizers, additives, preservatives, sweeteners, salt, and flavorings, in addition to basic ingredients. So a shift in one component, even changing the provenance of the sunflower oil, can require tweaking the entire recipe to maintain the precise taste and texture consumers expect. My comment: I wish there was a cookie named the Bungie. That would be a fun name for a cookie. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was: UK watchdog orders publication of synthetic dollar LIBOR rate, from the Financial Times. LIBOR was also our Markets Wiki page of the day Tuesday. Second was: JP Morgan's Diamond says U.S. banking turmoil not over, sees long-term repercussions, from Reuters. Third was a tie between the Financial Times: Jamie Dimon says regulation stoked banking turmoil, and the OCC press release: OCC clears over 1 billion total contracts in March 2023, highest month on record, and up 12.2% year over year. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline: EU stock trading plans risk hurting small investors, warns Euronext CEO. Stefan Buzna says plans for live database of prices across EU may mean some investors are victim of arbitrage. The head of Europe's largest exchange operator has criticized the EU's proposed creation of a central stock trading database, warning that retail investors risk falling victim to more sophisticated traders. Stefan Buzhnev, chief executive of Euronext, told the Financial Times that plans for a consolidated live database of stock and bond prices trading across Europe could create a wealth of trading opportunities for bigger firms with greater reach, while harming smaller investors by leaving them unable to access best prices. Here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. The headline, regulators filed the first state securities case targeting AI promos. Texas, Montana, and Alabama filed cease and desist orders. Yield Trust promised investors returns of 2.6% per day using AI. Texas, Montana, and Alabama have jointly filed what they believe is the first securities case targeting a promotion tied to artificial intelligence. It involves crypto, too. Securities regulators for the three states filed enforcement actions to stop YieldTrust.ai from soliciting investments tied to a decentralized application that promises to use AI to trade digital assets. The app claimed to offer returns of up to 2.6% per day for 4 months by being able to execute 70 times more trades with 25 times higher profits than any human trader, according to the cease and desist orders. Here's another story, this one from The Wall Street Journal. The headline, Hong Kong's crypto ambitions get a boost from U.S. crackdowns. More than 20 crypto companies have said they plan to set up operations in the city. Hong Kong's attempt to attract cryptocurrency companies is getting help from an intensifying crackdown by American regulators. The city was once home to a number of prominent companies, including Crypto.com, BitMEX, and now bankrupt FTX, but increasing competition from Singapore, concerns about China's tough approach to crypto, and Hong Kong's prolonged and strict response to COVID-19 meant companies in the sector left. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. UBS shareholders line up to criticize Credit Suisse deal at AGM. Chair Colm Kelleher warns of significant execution risks in emergency takeover. UBS takeover of Credit Suisse entails a huge amount of risk, the bank's chair Colm Kelleher warned on Wednesday as shareholders lined up to express concerns over the landmark deal, agreed just a fortnight earlier without their consent. Speaking at UBS's annual general meeting in Basel, Kelleher said the acquisition of UBS's biggest rival was a milestone in global finance that would accelerate the bank's existing strategy with growth focused in the U.S. and Asia, but cautioned that this is not in any way an easy deal to do. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.